C.R. Anderson Middle School's rifle range closed down in 1994, and so Kerry Severson was in one of the last classes to get to use it.
We had a class down there as part of our gym program.
She says most of that course was actually spent up in a classroom, preparing, learning about guns.
I think we only spent a few days in the range actually practicing the target shooting.
The kids used 22 caliber rifles. She remembers a long hallway without doors or windows with the targets at one end. Today, classrooms stand in place of that old range.
But right now, they're cleaning and things like that, so we're not allowed to go down there, which is a good thing for you and me.
That's C.R. Anderson principal Bruce Campbell. A company that specializes in lead testing and removal is down there now, cleaning lead dust. Concentrations were highest near where the target side of the range was, where the lead bullets ended up. Levels found there were 25 times what's considered healthy by the CDC, though only on certain surfaces like the tops of light fixtures or in ceiling tiles. Lead readings drop dramatically as you start to move away from where the targets were. Principal Campbell did briefly attend to C.R. Anderson as a kid, but he never took the shooting class. He says in the 70s and 80s, the idea of having a shooting range in school was a more acceptable part of the culture.
As we progress and we think about it in today's, it sounds like that, wow, a firing range in a public school is pretty different. But at that time, it was part of the curriculum.
He says the school does not have a shooting program today. Montana's Clean Indoor Air Act was responsible for closing some of the state's indoor firing ranges. But it's only recently the sites of some of these old ranges are being tested. A Montana Department of Environmental Quality building in Helena was closed last fall after high lead levels were found. It had an old rifle range too, and it has yet to open back up. Helena parent Andy Adamick has a sixth grader at C.R. Anderson. He says the dangers of lead have been known for decades. He wonders why it has taken so long to clean the old firing range site.
We've known about this for years. Certainly since the 70s, we should have tested it.
Helena School Superintendent Kent Colgin says codes and standards do change over time.
When they rebuilt it, I would like to think that they followed all the codes, everything of the time, but I can't answer that question.
He says today lead is not a contaminant normally tested for in public buildings. But he says as soon as the old firing range was brought to his attention, he asked for the screenings. He says the C.R. Anderson closure now has him thinking about other unknown contaminants, which may be hiding in the capital city's other old school buildings. He wants the school district to further look into that. I'm Dan Boyce reporting in Helena.